I'm Vince Kelvin, and it's a pleasure to have you listen to this call and podcast. Let's make it count. I often hear from a variety of people and think, can you relate to that? Statements like, well, you know, I don't have much to report this week. I was busy with work. Oh, I didn't really do much. Well, you know, I'm in a relationship right now. And of course, we cannot give all the examples of that specific point in time when we're under a false impression because we have limited expectations of what it should be and how it should take place, that we're not doing much. So think of where and when that might be the case for you in any area of your life. And for a variety of reasons, that sometimes makes sense at the time. We're a little bit in a rush. We don't want to get into too many details. Somebody tells us, how are you doing or what are you up to? And we say, not much. Because we don't want to get into details at that time. There's also other moments when we're under a false impression that has us not remember that because we can't escape the 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Maybe we slept longer. Maybe we didn't go to as many places as we have. Nevertheless, our presence into our own experience, even if we disconnected mentally and we drifted into the future or the past, even if we operated a little bit slower than normally, we can't escape being present in the 24 hours. So that statement of, oh, not much, I didn't do much, well, you know, currently there's not that many people around. Oh, I'm in a relationship. I thought about it today because I taught a lot this weekend. We had the Social Freedom event. One of you guys needs to mute. Press star 6, please. All good. So suddenly, I took a power nap this afternoon. And to wake up, I went to walk in nature. I realized it's getting close to the call. And for a brief moment, I was almost fooling myself into that very narrow frame of mind, thinking, oh, I don't really know what to talk about tonight. And I realized that is the perfect topic because we're not fair to ourselves and the richness that's available to all of us at any given time when we operate from that false expectation of, well, I didn't do much. Because if we really think about it, if you pause now, since you made the time to make it count for yourself, if we really think about it, it's a lie. Because at any given time, we're being enriched. We're undergoing some experience, and there's richness in that experience. Why is this important? Because if we wait for that time when the crowd is there and the candidates are there perfectly, I feel it, and oh, wow, perfect. This just happened to be a week where I don't have anything else to do than study and exercise what I'm learning. That time will never come. So then we put in the time, and time goes by, but we don't extract enough from it, because if we remove at the end of the year, we cross off the calendar all the time that we did a little bit less because we were busy with something else, all the time that we didn't really feel like it, all the time that we forgot about it, all the time when a distress or another matter came in from that false frame of mind, we're not left with much. And it's also not really organic. It's not reality. Reality is, no matter what your arrangement of relationships, and it is very broad, very diverse, you know. You could be passing through a city and you have a little adventure of one night. You could be very steady and build a beautiful, solid relationship that's not going to be perfect every day, but you grow in it. What's important is to grant yourself the permission to experience what you want, find the right candidates for that so it's a greater win, and also make it count. So my goal, before we take any questions, is to begin to really broaden our sense of how it really happens. To conclude the point I was making a moment ago, once we're in a relationship, we're in it. So every moment, every minute is an opportunity, and it's there no matter what, and nothing is going to change. So this hopefully will open a couple doors to first, here's a step-by-step, begin to catch yourself, identify when it's becoming a little more difficult because you're narrowing it down to a false sense of only when I have been active and when I follow the typical protocol of I go to a mall or I go to online or I go to a nightclub and I feel it and results happen, then I'm really doing it. Outside of that, I wrestle with all sorts of byproducts that are completely foolish, very elementary school, like, oh, I didn't really do much this week. I don't really have any questions. Today, I almost fell for it myself. I was like, oh, I don't know what I should talk about. I taught all weekend. Pause, Vince. You're not making any sense. If you really taught all weekend, which I did, every minute of that teaching, you could refer to it right now. So there's a multitude of options, infinite options, but sometimes we forget. So we got to catch ourselves, because sometimes the only reason why we're not experiencing the success we want is very similar. I've helped women with that. I'm not a woman, you know, but sometimes I've had women both as clients or lovers that would say, well, you know, I don't really experience orgasms. And there's a multitude of reasons why, but a big one is a false sense of reference of how it should happen. And usually for a woman, it's interesting because it's almost as if her expectations are similar to that of a man. So she's not really embracing the flow of her own femininity. So she's waiting for something, and she doesn't have an exact reference of how it should happen. And then it creates that dynamic of, I think it's not there, and I'm looking for it. So now I disconnect from a natural flow. Okay, so there's times when we're not experiencing the results because we disconnect from reality, and it's tricky because we think that it's what's real. So identify those moments where you feel, well, I don't really have a question. Hey, pause. You went through the entire day. There's so much that must have happened even on the day when we don't do much. If we start with that, if we start where we're at, well, I'm in a relationship right now. Great. Turn that into a study. Make it count. Challenge yourself and challenge your partner. Absolutely not in mean ways, but raise the bar a little bit. Find out. What else can you experience? What are the ways to caress, to touch, to get into an interesting topic, to deepen the connection, to know each other a little bit more? So many directions. So it's here already. I hope you experience a paradigm shift. And then step number two, so I recap. Step one is becoming aware of a certain level of awareness. That's tricky there. Because we're already aware. Sometimes our awareness is we're disconnected, but we're somewhere. And to gain a secondary perspective, almost like when we say get a second opinion, to be able to not only be in, well, I didn't do much, you know, and anyway, where can you get a girlfriend during the pandemic? which is very limited, and it's not a reflection of you, and it's not fair to you. It'd be like, I wonder why this shoe doesn't fit, because it's a baby shoe and you're a grown-up adult. But if we're in it without the awareness that we're in it, it doesn't change. So an awareness of an awareness. And after that, step two is simple, where you're at. Where you're at. Close the gap. Embrace what's going on right now, minus a sense that it's off. Reconnect it. The nearest plug, so to speak. Okay? So I know some of you, you're spending a world record of time being exposed to my material, and I really appreciate that. I feel honored, blessed that I can share that with you. We're all facing the same. Again, I started tonight's call by saying that I almost fell for that trap at the level of what to teach. And if you just run the call right now and you heard everything I shared, it would be a little surprising to know that a couple of minutes before, that's where I was at. And I hope it inspires you to know that no matter where you're at right now, ease, more breath, more spaciousness, open your heart. We're in it. We're here now. Okay? So I want to keep it to something reasonable. If you already were in class with me this morning or this weekend, we open the floor for any question or request or just sometimes, you know, a statement of, you know, I've been working quite a bit, suggestions. I remain silent for a moment, not too long, for the sake of the flow of the recording.
I've got a question. In the this weekend, the program that you did, Total Social Freedom, one of the things that you talked about was this concept of creating a truer
character.
Forgive
me, Akash, can you restart? I hear somebody in the back. I don't know if it's on your side. So one at a time. Akash is going first. Be happy to hear somebody else afterwards. So go for it, Akash.
Yeah. This weekend in your program, Total Social Freedom, one of the things that you spent a bit of time on was this concept of creating a truer character. Will you talk about that a little bit more as to how we can create a truer character in our pickup?
Absolutely. So, you know, it came as step number 7 of a total of 7 steps covered over a period of 2 days. So I'm happy to give a few pointers, but if it's really of interest, you were there. Rewatch, we elaborate a touch now. I don't want to confuse other people who didn't have the pieces. But a couple simple realizations. Tell me if you relate to this. If I observe myself for a long time, I was under a false impression. Did you ever have that? You know, there were a few things that I was displeased with. We'll have our own little secrets, sometimes significant, and that's okay, or minor. There's no human that has not kind of hidden an aspect of themselves. We all are conditioned, especially us men at the level of doing things and being strong, women at the level of looking good and also doing things, you know, to kind of show off a little bit. It's not an either or. If we're in the world, we got to survive in the world. Unless we choose otherwise, that we want to start a revolution. But until then, you know, just to confirm that I'm not stirring in just one direction. We're opening doors, more options. But any matter of, you know, little insecurities and so on, I was under the false impression that that was the real me. So I had a lesser opinion of me, and I was wrestling with it because I thought that's the real me. And from there, I assumed that I would have to correct myself and become what I was not. And that seems like a big order. And then I would push, and sure enough, wherever you push, you cover some ground. And there's still some validity there. But it was only later in my own experience of life that I realized, what if you had it backwards? What if the truer character is a return to you experiencing more of your own freedom and that you're already valuable, but in a way you misled yourself, misunderstood certain principles and concepts, and also followed people that were misled themselves. So I think that part, if we just stay with that, and any time that you think about my ideal self, my super self, building a new character, however it presents itself to you, what if you insert the concept of, and what if I had it backwards? What if what I thought was wrong with me was wrong only in a way that it was a false limiting notion of me? And oftentimes, you know, we hear people talk about the ego. When we're decisive and we want to produce results in the world, that talk scares us a little bit because we have misconceptions. We fear that we're going to become a carpet. So at best, in all my contemplation of the concept of ego, I would kind of approach it from the perspective of ego. Interesting. Everything is a process. We're not expected to know it all from the get-go. But if I'm re-examining ego, I think ego is, we shouldn't judge ego. We shouldn't think that it's bad. We shouldn't even defend it, you know, because I was the one who would say talks like, well, you know, only ego would demean ego. So if we're from spirit, we don't care about it. But I would say that with a pretty big ego. It's all evolution. And when we want to grow, we notice places where we had awareness or tendencies that were a bit limiting. But we also know that it was not the only thing that was there. Maybe we were scoring very high elsewhere. It's more reassuring because it's easy to build all or nothing and start to feel like we messed up everything or start to be under the false impression that we don't have any problem. All of our thinking is perfect. We know better than everybody else anywhere. And we fluctuate depending whom we are with and where we're at and so on. To keep it simple, I think ego is just limited awareness blend with intuition, instinct for survival. Limited awareness, if I'm not sure I'm going to be okay. I lack references of what I can do. I'm under the false impression also that the only way that I can succeed is going to come only through me. I start to get fearful of other people, so I start to jeopardize myself. And I push, and the intention is survival. But it's survival from a very narrow, limited standpoint that omits a lot of other key factors. So the recovery of the true character would be recognition of, wait a minute, I didn't have to work at my own birth. So maybe it's time that I reevaluate how much of it truly and only and purely depends on me and how much of it I need to ease because I'm trying to control the future and the future of the future and to control the behavior of everybody because I'm in a constant state of fear. I lack trust, trust in me, trust in something greater than me, okay? And with any such matter, we can't create a gap, okay? Meaning you already are in truer character. Right now, there's already an expansion of that concept for all of us as we're hearing about it. Right now, we're not far from it. And I don't want to give it away to honor those who make the time and paid for it, although I'm happy to give information freely, just more by respect to them. But we had a series of questions to rebuild a new character. Here's one question. Okay, if we think about, hey, what would your ideal self do? Relationships, or we go, what kind of person we want. We think about the other person, right? We describe like, you know, I want somebody with a great body. I want somebody this. I want somebody that. We omit the core. So if you remember one thing from what was just said before the next question, let it be that one. we omit refining our own responses where and when we struggled the most. So the first question was, what would the new character do in moments when I'm not getting approval, praise, support from others? Because if I push trying to build my own confidence at the surface, but I never examine, okay, what if I show up and I'm me and I'm doing my thing, and suddenly, you know, whomever I interact with, they go, no, uh-uh. Or I see other people laughing as a group and I'm not included. Until I re-examine that from the perspective of an adult and go, hey, no matter where we're at, we all play all those rules. In Taoism, they say there's a time for everything. There's a time to be on time and there's a time to be late. Life, death, night, days, and it continues. There's a time to know, there's a time to don't know. There's a time to be first, there's a time to be last. There's a time to be young, there's a time to be old. So right there at a social standpoint, no matter who we are, there's going to be that moment when we feel popular, we're amongst our peers, we feel loved and supported, and there's going to be a time, and others are present to that and don't experience it that way because they don't know us. They may feel isolated, a little excluded, a little curious, we don't know, and vice versa. So redesign, rethink, and we don't need much, you know, momentum. Like, I love it was Jim Rohn who pointed out things like, I can climb a tree, I can take a picture of a tree, I can plant a tree, I can water a tree, I can cut a tree, on and on and on. I don't have to design a tree. I can take any breath that I want, do some yogic breath, pranic work, kundalini breath, hold my breath, go underwater, hold it for as long as I can. I don't have to create the lungs and all of that. Why am I saying this now? Because sometimes we underestimate that just opening our mind to a train of thought, the rest will follow. Good. So thank you, Akash. When I answer questions, it's not every piece that I give to be considered as an answer. The question gives inspiration. You grab one piece, one idea, and then it creates a flow into opening more doors. So perhaps one or two more questions, and then, you know, it's already very rich. And I'll do a quick recap of what we covered tonight. Who else would like to partake in, participate, voice yourself for nothing but the sake of the simplest first exercise that I did to build more social, independently from whether or not it was a attractive woman, or if women are listening, somebody that's attractive to you, independently from that. Anytime there would be a public chance to take a tiny little step, I would take it to form that habit. Even if brief, I would go to the gas station and instead of just grabbing my stuff and maybe saying thank you, I would say, hey, thank you, I appreciate it. You've worked here for some time, but anyway, I don't want to hold the line. And then I would turn and the people who were in line, I would go, sorry, I'm very talkative today. And sometimes I would do that and feel very uncomfortable doing that. And the key is really to integrate, comprehend. We're not married to the concept. It's not questioning everything else that you've ever heard or you or anything like that. Comprehend the concept. Then apply, integrate, and then create your own renditions. I'm not hearing anyone, so I'm suddenly wondering, am I the only one left on the line? Was there a global emergency to evacuate the planet and nobody told me?
No, I'm here with you, Vince. I don't know about everybody else.
Great step right there. That little step. It's important to blend also simplicity and expansion. You know, if we move in just one direction, it's limited. Right foot, left foot, again, night and day, breath in, breath out. So in my own personal desire, attempt, and exercise of refining my own experience, evolving, not perfectly, and in a way that's also fragmented, I have moments when I still curse the universe briefly or feel like there is no way, so make no mistake. I like to take something that's super simple and stay with it. For example, anytime that I feel the slightest little sign of distress, I go back to doing a touch of natural breath work, simple. Okay? I just give you a piece like that. Independently from it's a nightclub, I like the person, I don't like, I know, I don't know. Seize any tiny, even if brief opportunity, you're in an elevator, be the first one to go, oh, did somebody press the button? And to get into that habit, if we only do that, it's lacking uncovering new frames of mind and evolution of consciousness. If we only do the evolution of consciousness where we open doors and open doors, we got to watch out because after a while, it's so big picture that we may not be grounded in the here and the now. So, option for one more question.
Hey, Vince.
Or a recap. Yes. Go. Yeah. We could hear you for a second. We're not hearing you now.
Oh, okay.
Please, feel free to speak. Go for it.
Sure. Question would be, the example you gave when you, I think, went to the gas station versus, and also the one that you gave right now, I seem to have there's a bit of a pattern in there. I don't want to say maybe push or pull or dual direction and start drawing conclusions and giving names to it, or type of NLP pattern it seemed to be in there, just to keep the conversation going and jumping around. Can you give some sort of template or guidance to do that when we're kind of in the unknown and just want to keep it going like that?
Yeah. I don't know if you were there at the beginning of the call. Thank you for the question. At the beginning of the call, I suggested that being mindful that we don't narrow down, almost like suffocate our chance to make progress by making it so narrow that it becomes almost undoable, okay? So it may be a good time right there to broaden your frame because it's easy to bring a lot of elements in it. You mentioned NLP, you mentioned pull-push, you mentioned you bring all those things when you're in the unknown. It's all very good. It reveals an amazing quality to put pieces together, an amazing quality to also get talkative and create a pretty good story. But a good example of what I meant would be right now we're just talking, seize simple as many of them everyday opportunities. So here's your system. Seize in a simple way any everyday opportunity where you could talk a touch more, position yourself a little bit better. It could also be done non-verbally, okay? Where maybe normally you tend to put yourself in the back or, of course, always mindful of the guidelines of the pandemic. But we are also able to just register the concept and maybe wait until we really exercise it at that level. Keep it simple. Any little chance to voice a little bit more. And also in a way that does not come in the way of other things. So, for example, if you're in a rush, you do it rapidly. If you're not the only one there and there's a lot of other people, you do it mindfully, which led to something you heard where I voice a touch more, I add a comment to it, and then if there's other people around or even with the person, I acknowledge the fact that maybe I held up off the line. From that to go to pull push NLP, easy, okay? You're adding elements. Keep it simple. Well-intended, beautiful, I'm sure I do the same very often. There's somebody who posted a summary of what we did this weekend. And you know that game when we're kids of the telegraph where we start with one idea, it comes back, it's something completely different. And it was completely different from what was initially stated, okay? And these are observations. And I'm sure I do that. I may even have done it a little bit in the call today. So, Rick, do you understand? And I'm sorry, I'm saying your name, but do you understand? The idea is much simpler. In the now, seize any little opportunities. You already did it. The line went silent for a second, you spoke up. That's what we're talking about. Increase the frequency, do that a little bit more often. Keep it super simple. The dynamic, which I wouldn't even bring elements of naming it because it's so simple, is this. One. Voice when it would be easy not to, but it wouldn't be difficult to. We're not talking about like there's a big gap in a nightclub, the dance floor is empty, you're on one side of the dance floor, on the other side of the dance floor, there's a whole group of like 17 girls, every guy is looking at them, looks like a birthday party, no guy is talking to them, take a breath, walk through this and go talk to them. We're talking, you're in an elevator, you're doing an errand, it's your time at the cash register, you're walking, the path is pretty narrow, it would make sense to make a little comment, you're hiking, you cross paths with people, it would be probably even weirder if you don't at least say, oh, hi, or you don't even need to start a conversation. So that's one. Can you commit to do that? Many people, when we hear simple ideas, it's easy to go, oh, yeah, I do that. But see, my problem is, and I'm not making fun, but I want to make sure we recognize it as being silly so we don't do it. Because I'm fast at that too, okay? I'm already doing my breath work. Somebody talks about breath work. I go, yeah, I already do that. Pause. This is very limited as an attitude because I can do it more often and I certainly can do it better. And am I aware of how the person is referencing to do it? So if you already are a little bit more talkative, do it more often and maybe raise the bar a touch. Do it when it wouldn't be so difficult, but it's also not that easy. Maybe a little extra is needed, a little coming back to talk or something. Okay? You with me? The second thing is, from the basic words we would say, we all are capable right here and right now to add and embellish just a touch. Thank you can become thank you very much. Thank you very much can become thank you very much. It's very kind of you. Then we could make a little observation. Sometimes, you know, with that social thing, we act as if we were born yesterday. A moment before that, we're talking fluently and we don't have a script and we are acting normal. And then suddenly, because it's that matter and we get a little more invested, we get all weird. Remove the weirdness first, okay? There's a layer of when some do it that they add an element of weirdness because they're excessively concerned. An element that's not found, let's say, amongst the coworkers that just wanted to grab a quick bite. They are at the same pizza place they knew. The only difference is that they're not adding elements of weirdness. They don't go, oh, yeah, there's that guy over there. Maybe you can talk to him. Maybe not. Oh, wow. Well, what if we don't know what to say? Well, what if he's with somebody else? What if he's waiting for somebody else? What if the owner of the pizza place says, oh, you're not allowed to ever voice anything. You just stay silent and wait for your order. They don't do that. So if we're doing that, we need to become aware of it. Awareness is key. Aware of being aware of this. So maybe there's that element of this. And then we can be stubborn. Definition of insanity, we want a different result. We do the same thing again and again. If you It takes a couple times, but if a couple times you hear you are complicating, you're trying to dissect, you add elements, you add names, you're confusing yourself. You're cock-blocking yourself the moment you begin with that. Breathe, ease, drop any preconceived notion, and grasp the principle. Because after that, it creates a chain reaction, and I'm giving extra explanation when, in fact, pause for a second. So we wrap up in a timely manner. Super simple idea. Not the only one. We got to watch out. Sometimes we become such master at complicating that we hear one idea and we go, Ruben, I don't know why we're saying that. Yeah, it's not because there's one ray of sun somewhere that it nullifies another ray of sun. Let us be wise and mature and open. Anytime when it will be easy not to, but it's not that difficult to do it, do it. How? Don't search what could I say and so on. Add a couple little words, stretch your sentences, repeat the same word a couple of times. Yeah, you know, thanks for the help. Yeah, thank you, thank you. Thanks for the help. Make it as natural as can be. Two, there's something that's happening. Voice it. I haven't seen you here before. I hope you enjoy this beautiful day. It still seems very basic, but it's better than not taking that step. After that, acknowledge what you just did. Well, anyway, I'm pretty talkative, so I'll shout out for now. I'll see you soon again. So that's what we're talking about. Now, on top of that, to begin to go, well, dual direction, this and NLP, counterproductive. Nothing wrong with taking steps. We add a thick layer foundation of non-judgment. So don't start saying, oh yeah, I do that. Avoid. What did we talk about today? It is my humble impression in coaching, including coaching myself, that there's times when we wrestle with not only social arts, but matters of life because we shrink our own awareness. Examples, moments when we go, well, I don't really have a question, I didn't do much. Well, first, is it completely true that you didn't do much? You're looking at it just through a very tiny peephole. Maybe indeed you didn't interact much in the world, but you interacted with yourself, you were present, you did things, all of that could become a topic. Simplify. Other times we go, well, you know, I'm good, I'm in a relationship right now. Or we use a reason somewhere that blinds us from realizing in the moment that I'm in, it's super rich. Funny, after we're done with the podcast, you think back that I confess that about 2 minutes before, I almost fell for that. Well, I taught so much this weekend, I don't know what to teach right now. Ridiculous. It's not fair to the self. Okay? After that, we talked about the idea of a true character I shared. Maybe it's not like that for everybody, but I've observed that tendency. It's easy to be under a false impression where we think, the real character is me with my flaws, me when I mess up, and me being shy, introverted, and this. I'm trying to hide that to get rid of that, and hopefully one day I can build something better than that. What if the real character was that which does not fall for those false impressions? Priceless distinction. Then watch. Don't create gaps. Don't go like, well, how do you design a new character? You're already in the process of it. You're already each day a new character. And the idea of the angle of, sure, most people, they're going to go, well, who do you want to be with? What's your idea of a relationship? What do you want? Sometimes we describe a little bit of who are we? So, you know, how do we get excessively cocky? Or, and it's still fear-based, or we practice a fake sense of humility. Well, you know, I'm pretty good, and so on. It's not really connected from the heart. But one thing we don't pay attention to is, okay, there's the possibility that you happen to be somewhere at a time in a way that does not cause other people to pay attention to you, to appreciate you, to understand you. And there's times when, well, indeed, you know, you looked a little awkward that day, so there's an element on your side. But it wasn't only that, it was them too. And there's other times when, wow, you know, do the same thing you just did elsewhere with a different kind of candidate. Brilliant. So it's a blend of both. But for as long as we have a problem with being in that place where there's a group, they know each other, they don't seem to want to come to me, and when I chit-chatted, they go, yeah, anyway, nice to meet you, and they go back to what they're doing. I need to design, conceive of, embrace new responses to that, that are much more mature as a grown-up adult. I give you an example for me. I remind myself, hey, there's a time for everything. Maybe a week from now, you run into one person that's in that group right now, and you happen to be with a couple people that you already know, and they could be fooled the same way you could be fooled now by that dynamic, and it's okay. And I don't need everybody to like me. And that seeking approval creates such a dependence because everybody, we're all busy with our own thing, okay? We're all humans. It's not because... anyway, so I think we covered that. And finally, because we're on a call to be social and suddenly I go, hey, who would like to voice something, say hello? And that call, I've had it since 2004 and most of the time, sometimes because we're driving, sometimes because we're not in a place where we can talk, totally understandable, but many times because we think somebody else, the very reason I stated, oh, I don't really have anything to I didn't do much. We miss on a slight little opportunity to voice ourselves. Sometimes also we measure so big. We only wait to do that until the beauty that we fantasize about, that we want, but we're not sure we're worthy of it, is in front of us, and then we wonder why we didn't do much, and then we come back and go, well, no, I do okay with this and that, but some women, and we omit the fact that for me, that was the beginning of my training. I realized more often than not, I wasn't very comfortable. I was telling my girlfriend a short story. I had come to Los Angeles, and I was in music school, Musician Institute of Technology, for 1 year. A world record of foreign student, a lot of people from Sweden, Europe, Japan, all over the place, in a fairly big establishment, and also many of the cafes around it or the apartments where I lived, it was basically all people who were going to school. It was a one-year program, and to my surprise, one day I realized that, oh, I think I'm the only one who had the idea to stay after my year here. So I go from not being very popular, I wasn't very comfortable, okay, it was transition after the passing of my first wife, but I knew quite a few people, to suddenly, they're all gone. And during that period of time, I didn't know how quickly I could give myself the permission. I'm a human amongst humans, so not in crazy ways, but, you know, wherever I am, hey, I got you yesterday. Yeah, I live right there. Tell them the little story. Yeah, I went to that music school over there. And everybody disappeared. It's funny how it is. And what about you? But I didn't know I could do that. And after a while, the weight of me, you know, being quiet more often than I want to by myself, I said, I got to change this. It's a little intimidating, overwhelming. There's no resources on that topic. Yes, I am reading up Mandino. I am studying Tony Robbins and a variety of things, but there's no immediate resource on this. The closest is Marshall Silver, Passion, Profit, and Power, where he talks a little bit about the idea of relationship and stories with his girlfriend. It's inspiring, but it's not an ABC 1, 2, 3. So I give myself, straight out of music school, the same way you would practice a scale. I go, anytime you could voice something, even if you entered, it was a McDonald's. Yes, I used to eat at McDonald's back then. If you do, nothing wrong. But the entrance was, rarely would you enter, open the door, and there was no one behind you, no one in front of you. So every time I passed, I made a little comment. Okay, if you're at a place where you go, yeah, I'm already talkative, my work is about me talking, or I already have girlfriends. And now, take that same basic principle and start to exercise it a little bit more in the situation where normally you would do a little less. So, those are simple. There's always more. Watch. We're so conditioned to seek, crave. It's important to continue to study, but not in a frantic way where we just spend a good amount of time together, some very valid, maybe not the end of it all, but very valid, interesting points were shared. I'm sure they gave you some ideas. So take that, because oftentimes we just go like, well, but what about this? Or we came to the call with a problem in mind and we continuously obsessing about it. Okay? And keep it simple. And the tough part is that we're all capable and we all already have grown in our own ways and we achieve quite a bit and so on, no doubt. But we also must admit that we all have a few tendencies that there, it's pure insanity. And we shouldn't judge ourselves for it, but we should get in the habit to drop the conditioned stubbornness of teenage and childhood, which was to some degree understandable. And if we hear an idea, okay, just keep it simple. Act upon it. So I hope you found great value. To wrap up our call for tonight, so we start to integrate and apply even though it's simple, why don't we all unmute and take a second to say goodbye to each other? And I really thank you, everybody. I do a lot of events. I have an amazing group. We have an amazing group called Aphrodite Springs. Daily classes. Every single day. It's brief. You get assignments. Amazing. And then there's another program called Octopus Protocol, where Aphrodite Springs is really social art, self-relation, and so on. The other one is Management of Self and Life, Octopus Protocol. Contact me, find that on the website. And I'm going to be in Miami, but it's going to be very limited. We want to still honor the concerns about the pandemic. It will be televised. If it appeals to you, we're basically there. I can take five guys, and I think we got five by now, but maybe open to one more or so. Okay? So if you feel compelled to unmute and we all say goodbye as an exercise, that'd be pretty awesome. So, my dear friends, whether I know you or not, thank you for
Thanks,
being man. Here.
Hey.
Bye, guys. Good to see you again. Talk to you again.
Great call.
Let's
Thanks.
Do it one more time, and let's apply, and let's lengthen without searching for that sentence. Okay? 3, 2, 1. All right. Well, that wraps up our call. 3, 2, 1. The same. Don't just go like, well, goodbye. What few words could you add around that? Ready? 3, 2, 1. One more time. Mm-hmm. All right.
Awesome call.
Hi, guys. Stay positive.
I recognize some voices I don't recognize.
Great call.
I hope you have a good evening or morning, wherever you are. We did it. Thank you, everybody. Much love.